chair and said, hold on to the chair. And they just did the squats, three of them.
This Mississippi schoolgirl had been late to school on a number of occasions. We'll call her Jen. None of the names in this report are real names. So Jen's punishment for tardiness? The principal took her into the office and administered three blows with what's known as a paddle. Think of it as a shaved-down baseball bat, or a small cricket bat, a piece of wood about a foot and a half long. Sometimes it has holes in it to build up speed for the thwack. The resulting injuries have led to some children needing medical attention. Jen recalls her beating.
It hurt very much. I definitely was red markings afterwards and swelling. It was, yeah. I remember it just being red on the back of my legs, you know, like above the buttocks part, probably on my buttocks also.
The choice over using corporal punishment divides the United States. 29 states ban it, 21 still permit it, and in 13 of those, more than 1,000 students a year are punished with violence. Texas and Mississippi are the biggest offenders. Time and time again, international human rights experts have concluded that the practice violates a government's obligations to protect children. 106 countries, including most of Europe, have already banned it. Repeatedly, teachers say it doesn't work. Brad is a teacher in the Mississippi Delta. He's always been against it, and working in schools has only strengthened that belief.
I can now say that I have firsthand seen the ineffectiveness of corporal punishment. The immediate impact is to get that student to stop whatever behavior or misbehavior caused him to be paddled in the first place. But it's not, there's no guarantee that 10 or 15 minutes later, that same student won't misbehave again. And I certainly don't think there are any positive lasting effects to deter that kind of behavior.
Studies show the beatings create an atmosphere of violence in the classroom. They damage teacher-student relationships, they increase bullying and hinder effective learning. Jen recounts how the experience affected her.
Physical pain, mental humiliation. One, because it felt a little bit unjustified that I was being hit for, you know, being late to class.
Did it change your behavior, do you think? Did it stop making you late?
Oh, no, I'm sure it didn't. I know it made me more rebellious towards the school in general. It certainly didn't make me respect them anymore. As an authority. Mm-hmm.
Corporal punishment is also a race issue. In the 2006 to 2007 school year, African American students made up 17% of the national student population, but they made up 35% of the children physically punished. In the 13 states that paddle the most, African American girls were twice as likely to be beaten as their white counterparts. Special education students were also disproportionately punished. For parents, the issue is one of control of their children's environment. Leah had signed an opt-out form to ensure her 12-year-old didn't get paddled, only to find her son had been beaten anyway.
They had a standard policy, and I was following my end of my responsibility so that I could see that my children were not going to be hit. And my kids would come home and tell me about all these kids that were getting swatted. That's what they call them, your swats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I was horrified. I thought, well, okay, I've done my part, now they're going to do theirs.
She felt the school had let her and her child down, and she no longer trusted the system. She'd signed the forms, but the random use of punishment meant that no one had checked those forms.
Not only do they not check the file to make sure the kid is clear for spanking, they don't do this thing where it's like, note home, call the parents, you know, detention. They're not following their own procedure.
Some teachers find that corporal punishment is a better economic and logistic choice because detentions mean more resources and more time. Paddling is fast and cost-efficient, but others agree with research that says it simply doesn't work, and counseling and mediation are more effective. Brad says he doesn't feel he should have the right to physically punish any student.
I always knew that I would not paddle students, and I still have not, and I never will. One, I don't think it's effective. Two, I don't think that we should be associating physical pain with a school environment. And three, I don't think it's my job, my duty, or that I even have, that I should have the ability or the option to put my hands on somebody else's child.
Corporal punishment is a violation of a child's human rights. In the U.S., it's prohibited in most juvenile detention centers and foster care settings. 29 states have banned physical punishment of children in public schools. The imperative now is to get the rest to follow.